Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb Tahrir English Podcast. Re-establish the Khilafah, Caliphate, on the method of prophethood to rid us of rulers that bind us to the destructive Western world order. Change under the current system is impossible. Those who voted for Imran Khan's PTI to escape the corruption of PMLN and PPP are now holding their heads in despair. The situation is so bad that there are even those who are willing to go backwards to the previous rulers. However, the reason why the current and previous rulers all failed is the same. They all rule by binding us to the destructive Western world order. O Muslims of Pakistan, the previous and current rulers are guardians of the world order imposed on the Muslim world by the West after the abolition of the Khilafah, Caliphate state on Rajab 28, 1342 AH, corresponding to March 3rd, 1924 CE, these westernized rulers cage us within the prison of the Western world order, incapable of looking beyond the Western powers and their tools, such as the IMF, the World Bank, the UN, FAFTA, and the International Court of Justice. It is their subservience to the IMF that causes our economic misery. It is their subservience to FAFTA that caused the loss of occupied Kashmir. It is their subservience to the U.S. State Department that allowed Modi's rise. It is their subservience to the U.S. Pentagon and CIA that caused misery in Afghanistan. Westernized rulers bind us to the Western economic order that impoverishes the Muslim world despite its abundant and varied resources. It is the Western economic order that ensured the Muslim world abandoned gold and silver as currency, which allowed stability in prices for centuries, preventing the back-breaking inflation of today. It is the colonialist economic order that ensures that riba is permitted, even though it invites a declaration of war from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam against us, creating a huge and ever-growing national debt that consumes the lion's share of the revenues of the state. And it is the economic order of the kuffar that ensures the privatization of the abundant energy and minerals, preventing the circulation of its wealth to secure the needs of the community as a whole, as Islam mandates. Westernized rulers bind us to the Western political order that divided Muslims into over 60 states after the Islamic Ummah had dominated the world for centuries as a single Khilafah, with a single armed forces and shared abundant resources. Westernized rulers will never call for the ending of borders between Muslims so that they can be unified and strong before their enemies. These hypocrite rulers only call for unity to appeal to the strong desire within the Ummah for the unification of the Ummah, which extends to the demand for the Khilafah. However, practically, they do nothing for Muslims of Palestine, occupied Kashmir, Burma, and China. And westernized rulers bind us to the Western secular liberal order that forbids any constitution from being derived completely and exclusively from the Noble Quran and the Blessed Sunnah. Westernized rulers can never establish the Khilafah as a ruling system, as their vision is limited to the old and modern ruling systems of the West, monarchy, dictatorship, and democracy, in all its forms, versions, and models. Thus, they will never ensure that our economy, foreign policy, education, ruling, and family values are according to all that which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and averts His wrath. O Muslims of Pakistan, the final prophet, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us all. سَيَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ سَنَوَاتٌ خَدَّاعَاتٌ يصدق فيها الكاذب ويكذب فيها الصادق ويؤتمن فيها الخائن ويخون فيها الأمين وينطق فيها الرويبضة قيل وما الرويبضة قال الرجل التافه في أمر العامة. There will come to the people years of treachery, when the liar will be regarded as honest, and the honest man will be regarded as a liar. The traitor will be regarded as faithful, and the faithful man will be regarded as a traitor, and the Ruwaybila will decide matters. It was said, who are the Ruwaybila? He said, vile and base men who control the affairs of the people. So how can we expect goodness from any of the Ruwaybila rulers who have no vision for our affairs outside the vile and base Western ideology and world order? O Muslims of Pakistan, they're influential and their youth in particular. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah has promised those among you who believe and do righteous good deeds that He will certainly grant them succession to the present rulers in the land. Surah An-Nur 55. Indeed, the reestablishment of the Khilafah on the method of the prophethood will only come through the Nasr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is extended to those who believe and work for His deen. So work with Hizb al-Tahrir for the reestablishment of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a constitution and a state. Certainly, there will be no change until the Khilafah on the method of prophethood is reestablished through a movement led by Hizb al-Tahrir. O ulama of Pakistan, honorable heirs of the Prophet, alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهِ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. Of all of Allah's servants, the ulama are most in awe of Him. Surah Fatir 28. The ulama must rise to the honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them, as Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, and Imam bin Hanbal, rahimahullah, did, by bearing hardships in the way of accounting the rulers for any deviation from Islam. Moreover, they both, rahimahumullah, were ulama in the era of the Khilafah, who accounted the rulers that ruled by all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed and waged jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, how must you all be in an era of the vile and base rulers who have violated the sanctities of Muslims, suspended jihad, and all the sharia rulings of Islam, stand with the shabab of Hizb al-Tahrir as they call for the uprooting of these rulers and their rule of kufr and demand the reestablishment of the Khilafah on the method of prophethood. O military officers of Pakistan, honorable heirs of the Ansar, radiallahu anhum, you are the honored sons of the Ansar, whose leader Sa'd bin Mu'adh, radiallahu an, had the most honored of deaths. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, اهتز عرش الرحمن لموت سعد بن معاذ. The throne of the Beneficent shook because of the death of Sa'd bin Mu'adh. Bukhari. Regarding the shaking of the throne mentioned here in his book, Fath al-Bari, Ibn Hajar interpreted by saying, the meaning of shaking means his rejoicing and his pleasure at the receiving of his soul. Such an honored death was after granting Nusra for the establishment of the deen and jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to spread it. So seek honor in Islam by siding with the Ummah against the tyrants of today by granting Nusra to Hizb al-Tahrir for the reestablishment of the Khilafah Caliphate on the method of prophethood. Hizb al-Tahrir, Wilaya, Pakistan.